So I walk into work today. First thing I hear is breaking news about bear's ears, but it didn't make much sense. As best I understood, the deadline for a decision was today. The Interior Secretary was supposed to finalize his recommendations for President Trump on what to do about large monument sites. Keep them, toss them, shrink them. What we got, though, was nothing specific. No details about bear's ears. All quiet about Grand Staircase. So I asked our executive producer, Dave Cawley, who's been all over this story from the start, to come in. So there was a tweet today. I have recommendations. That's what it said. Why was there no grand announcement?
So we got this little one- or two-page statement kind of going over the philosophical reasons for this review. But you're right. There was nothing specific, especially about Bear's Ears, which is really the biggest monument under focus here, and Grand Staircase, also down in southern Utah and under fire. And to dig into that, you have to kind of look at maybe the history of this, right? The president ordered this review and asked Zinke to go look at, Secretary Zinke, that is, to go look at a number of these monuments that have been declared over the last 20 years, especially the big ones, to see if they abuse the Antiquities Act. The fight has been over whether or not they should do anything at all. There was a public comment period. The government said, hey, we actually want to hear from people. Well, the vast majority of the nearly, more than 2 million comments they received were saying, leave it alone, leave it alone. So you can kind of see where maybe putting out these specifics right now without the president having done anything could put the administration in a place where it would be a little uncomfortable and maybe even open to a legal threat before they really decide what they're going to do.
So there were specific recommendations made to President Trump, just we, the public, haven't been told exactly what they are.
Right, and there's this fight going on. In fact, a number of environmental groups are saying they're filing FOIA requests, which are open records requests. They want that full document. In fact, you were just showing me the Washington Post has actually just published their story saying that, yes, Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase.
They've apparently talked to people who've seen the thick report President Trump received today.
And that apparently these are under threat. Now, the big fight is really over whether or not these monuments are protected. Protecting the lands. Representative Chris Stewart, we talked to him today. He said anyone who feels like these lands are for sale, they're just wrong.
I don't know any leader in the state who's seriously suggested we take these lands back and sell them. I mean, the political opposition to that would be so fierce, but more than that, there's no reason to. We want to preserve them. You can do natural resource extraction without selling the land like we do all over the West. It's not an either or. But, the secretary is exactly right. If someone is saying that they're afraid of these lands being sold, I mean, they're just either not being honest or they're not informed.
Now, Jeff, the state legislature is actually spending money asking lawyers if the state can take over federal lands. His point, Representative Stewart's, is they're not for sale necessarily, but the director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, Scott Groney, says that's not really the issue here.
If the protection is undone, then many of the areas will become open for oil and gas leasing and threats like that, additional off-road vehicle use. And so while Zinke is correct that most of these lands would not be sold, that doesn't mean that they are not still threatened with energy development or off-road vehicle use.
Now, the Washington Post says the thick report that was dropped onto the president's desk today does specifically call for reducing the size of Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments, but we don't know by how much.
Correct.